Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 12. Living Soberly in Today's World. There are those who joke about the scandals that have permeated the United States news. The angels who observe all that happens on this earth, heaven is close to earth, are not joking. When young people, even children, are being poisoned by cynicism and immorality, angels weep, for death is nothing to joke about. And sin and immorality produce death, not only for individuals, but for society. What the Bible calls iniquity can and does destroy souls. We can die reveling in our luxury. It was immorality and depravity, sin, that destroyed the ancient world when only one family was preserved in the ark. Jesus has said that in this time of the end, it will be as the days of Noah were. Noah became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. While so many were joking about righteousness, Noah was sober. Peter urges us to be sober right now, be serious and watchful in your prayers, be sober, be vigilant. Paul says that the more we understand and appreciate the grace of God, it teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. The time is coming soon when just staying alive will require careful thinking, sobriety. But that careful thinking will not be an obsession with self, or, how can I be sure I survive? But a heart union with Christ in the closing scenes of this earth's history. It will mean sharing His concern for souls, cooperating with Him. Being sober? Yes, but also being supremely happy. For there is no happiness living apart from Christ.